This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The Austin Independent School District's Board of Trustees is scheduled to hear more tonight about a plan unveiled last week that would close as many as 12 schools and make changes to the district's attendance boundaries. The reaction to the plan has been mixed so far. KUT's Claire McInerney spoke with parents grappling with the idea their school community might go away.
Isela Geller was having a really good Thursday night. She had just left her first back-to-school night at Dawson Elementary, which is a special school to her.
I have one four-year-old child, so I'm new to having a child in school. So, of course, I was really excited to have my son go to the same elementary school that I went to.
She was excited to share part of her childhood with her son. She wanted to join the PTA and get involved at Dawson. She had this whole new part of her life opening up to her. Then she heard the news.
So I was really kind of deflated when, as I'm driving away from, you know, a great time at the back-to-school night after, you know, meeting my son's teachers and seeing his classroom, to hear the news that Dawson was on the list to be closed.
She had requested a transfer to Dawson for her son. She liked the dual language program at the school. Plus, it's near her parents, who take care of her son after school. But now, she has to decide whether she'll keep him at Dawson until its proposed closure in 2024, or go somewhere else so her son can have more stability long term. She says she's not angry and that she understands why the district has to make this choice.
It doesn't make it easier for me, you know, for the loss, but, you know, I do understand, you know, what reasons they may have.
Coven Smith is also feeling that loss. His son is in first grade at Pease Elementary, which is an all-transfer school downtown. The students don't come from any one neighborhood, and that's something Smith says he likes about the school. Every family made a choice to be there and invest in the community. But since families come from all over the city to attend the school, they won't all get consolidated together.
If Pease closes, all those students will be scattered to the wind.
And Smith worries about how dramatic that shift would be for his son.
Whenever that happens, that's going to be friends that he's had throughout his school life, some of whom we'll see and, you know, some of whom we won't. As I said, I think for him, it will feel almost like we've moved to a new city when he goes to a new school.
Unlike Geta, who says she understands why Dawson might be on the list, Smith says he and other Pease parents want to fight this decision. He says the fact that Pease was built in the 1800s and is a designated historical landmark makes the parents very protective of the school.
This is an important part of Austin history, of Texas history, and that, you know, in many ways, like we as the, you know, parents who happen to be there now at this moment where this is happening, have a certain responsibility to those who came before us to try and keep this school open.
At Metz Elementary, news that the school was closing wasn't a surprise to many teachers and parents. The school was already being talked about for a change because of under-enrollment. The 2017 bond included money for nearby Sanchez Elementary to get a major renovation. And while that's happening, students from both Metz and Sanchez are learning in the same building, but they aren't functioning as one school. Teacher Eva Rosenthal says for years, the two schools were almost competing for students because they were trying to boost their enrollment. Under the plan unveiled last week, they'll consolidate into one school. Rosenthal says everyone will have to work at bringing these two communities together.
I just don't think that by just placing two communities in one building, it's going to happen on its own. I think it's really going to need to be positively facilitated.
The school board will talk about the proposed closures at a meeting tonight. They'll also discuss a plan for community meetings to get feedback on the proposals. The board will take a final vote on the plan in November. Claire McInerney, KUT News.